KFIZ News Time, 11 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Tuesday. It's the 18th day of May of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ as we start up hour number three with you here on a Tuesday. And time to take a time out to learn about some local history. We're glad to be joined, as always, by Tracy Reinhardt from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society to teach us about some history topics like we do a couple times a month. And today should be a rather interesting conversation about little communities that likely no longer exist. Tracy joins us on the phone lines to talk about some of those here with us this morning. Tracy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Just enjoying the good weather.
That is true. That is true. Just a couple weeks ago, I was calling a football game, and it was rather cold out, and now I'm wondering where this weather was during the spring football season. But we're glad it's here now.
Right. Absolutely. I don't have to wear my winter coat to mow my lawn anymore.
That is true. That is true. Well, thanks for joining us, as always. This is rather interesting. There's probably some towns that were in existence way back when that no longer are there, and maybe they weren't even all that big of towns. They might have just been a post office, a couple stores, maybe a couple houses, and now they are probably memories of the past. So what can you tell us about this? This is pretty interesting stuff.
Sometimes it was just a house that had the post office in it for, it was like a mail drop, where one person was appointed a postmaster, and they handled mail for people in their neighborhood. And so it's kind of interesting to read some of these names I have never, ever heard of. For example, I never heard of Elkoves, which is in Fond du Lac County. And it was established 1848 when Wisconsin became a state, and it existed until 1864. So it was there for quite a while. But I've never heard of Elkove, and it was located between sections 29 and 32 in the town of Empire. Well, I was really surprised because I had never heard of that. Or there are a couple of little post offices in Fond du Lac County that no one knows quite where they were, that the records don't indicate. It just says one of them, there was a post office called Badger, established 1849, and then it lasted for 3 years, and Parley Giltner was the postmaster, but nobody knows where this was located. So it's kind of a mystery. And the same goes for a little town, a post office called Blackhawk, established in 52 with Daniel Wilcox as the postmaster, and that lasted for 7 years, but they still don't know where that was, unless you probably track down and find out where was Daniel Wilcox living, and you might be able to find it then, because it probably was just a mail drop in his home or just a house and a couple of other locations. One of the other things that really is interesting is you can discover that a community had a previous name. And what I'm thinking of is Brandon, because originally the village of Brandon was known as Luzerne. That was the post office that was established, was called Luzerne. And that was established, let me see here, in 1851. And then the name was changed to Brandon in 1856. So I never knew that Brandon had a prior name. Or the fact that there was a post office called Hinesburg. That was established in 55. And the postmaster's name was Jacob Heimerman. And then the name in, 30 years later, they decided they didn't like the name Hinesburg, so they changed it to Johnsburg.
Oh, okay.
Which we all know. So it's kind of kind of unique to find a lot of these different post offices that they still exist. But here's one that I was always familiar with. I always knew where Foster was, probably because I lived in that area. But the Foster Post Office, the postmaster was Egbert Foster, named after him, of course. And it really was just in his house, but it was right along Highway 45. Mm-hmm. And the reason that interested me, and the reason why some of these old names, really why they're preserved, is because 2 years ago I had some visitors at the Historical Society, and they were following the trail of their ancestors when their ancestors moved from Sheboygan County to central Minnesota.
Mm.
And their ancestor at the time was a 14-year-old boy, and he kept a travel diary. And so these two girls were following his diary. Every day he wrote how far they had gotten on their move from Sheboygan County. They were traveling all the way. It took them all summer. It took them all summer to make this trip to move. But their very first stop when they first left their home in Sheboygan County was they made it as far as Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls stopped in because they were following this route for their summer vacation. They were going to just drive the route.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't know where Foster was. So I was able to show them on the map where Foster was. It's in the town of Eden, right near, there's a church right on Highway 45 east of Eden. And that's where Foster was, and that's where the Foster post office was. It was just in the guy's house.
Hmm.
So it helped them a whole lot because then they could track the travel of their ancestor. And from Foster, of course, they went on to Fond du Lac. And actually, can you imagine when they were moving from the western edge of Fond du Lac County with their horses and their wagon, they only made it as far as 3 miles east of Eden. That was one day's travel.
Wow.
So, you can imagine, and I've always calculated that the horses or the oxen or whatever was pulling their wagon could only average about 10 miles a day.
A 20, 30-minute drive now?
right.
We're spoiled.
Or they could make the whole trip. Right, these girls came from central Minnesota, so they made it here in one day, you know,
mm-hmm.
whereas, you know, back in the 1850s, it took 3 months with the horse and the wagon. So it's quite astonishing when you see those old names, and they didn't know where Foster was because it no longer exists. But it was a post office at one time. One of the other post offices that used to exist in Fond du Lac County was called Ketchum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was established in 1883. And then, of course, in 1894, they changed the name to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's kind of near Hamilton Hill out on 175. And it says it's located Section 9 in the town of Bice. So I had heard the name, but I couldn't remember just where Ketchum was located.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kinwood. Kinwood was established in 1898. Lewis Kenyon was the postmaster. It was discontinued only 3 years later because then the mail all came out of Oakfield. So Kinwood was somewhere near, it says Section 34 in the town of Oakfield.
Mm-hmm.
So you always find a few different, for example, a little history of some of these little townships. One of the interesting ones was that a name can change quite a bit, and it's kind of hard to keep track because there was a post office called Osceola,
mm-hmm.
established in 1852, but they spelled it without the S, and then they added the S in 1863, so that was spelt a little differently. Then the name was changed to Cavanaugh.
Hmm.
And then that was changed in 82. And then they changed it again 2 months later because evidently they didn't like Cavanaugh. So then they changed it to Mitchell Post Office.
Huh.
And that lasted until about 1904 when then the mail came out of Eden, but that was the Mitchell Post Office. So it used to be called Cavanaugh, and then before that it was called Osceola. One of the other names I came across was there was a post office called Prion, P-R-I-O-N. And it says, John, it was established in 1890. John Davies was the postmaster. And it was discontinued about 11 years later, and then the mail came out of El Dorado. So this Prion was located in the town of El Dorado, mm-hmm. El Dorado Township. We also had a post office called Pulaski, mm-hmm. established 1847, and a William Cheney was the postmaster. And it was changed then in 1851 to Springvale Post Office. And then they changed the name, and I'm going to butcher this, Nanaupa. In 1852, they changed it to that name, and it's like, oh my gosh, discontinued in 1870. So it's somewhere in Springvale Township.
Okay.
But, oh my gosh, a few name changes. And sometimes I wonder if when they got a new postmaster, the postmaster just decided to change to a name he was more familiar with or something. Sometimes it's hard to understand why they named certain things. There's also Seven Mile Creek. Now, if you're familiar with that, everybody knows that used to be Lamartine. Lamartine used to be called Seven Mile Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of really neat books that were written about Seven, you know, if you've ever heard of Jerry from Seven Mile Creek. That's one of my favorite young children's book. And it's written by somebody from Lamartine all about him growing up in Seven Mile Creek. Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting children's book. So there's a lot of different names. Some of them, of course, still exist.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mansfield was established in 46. And the name changed to Fairwater in 1848.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if you're ever researching history and you might have letters addressed to someone at some of these strange names like Graham or Mansfield, you almost have to be able to find a resource and look up and see where was that post office originally or what was that original name. Kind of interesting to read how many there were that existed that just don't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you look at all the changes the post office has undergone in the last, you know, decade plus, and how all the smaller communities that once had their own post office, maybe some of them have lost those post office, but you compare now to then and all these tiny little post offices compared to now, where it's, you know, usually the bigger city obviously will have one, maybe some of the you know, medium-sized communities obviously have one too, but some of the tiny rural communities, maybe they've lost their post office or it's down to a few hours a week.
Right.
I can't imagine being a mail person back in that day, having to stop at all these tiny little post offices and then the other ones too. It's such a different world, you know?
Yeah, right. And in some cases, sometimes they would, you know, it's easier. Well, people didn't have to travel so far then to go and get their mail.
Mm, right.
When you had these tiny little communities. And in some instances, I often wonder, because the postmasters all got a tiny stipend for doing this, so this would be another source of income for somebody who was trying to break in their farmland, and things are tight when you first, you know, for the early pioneers when they first settled here. So becoming a postmaster maybe added a little income that they desperately needed at the time and served their neighbors so that the neighbors didn't have to go very far from them.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
Quite interesting to read some of these and the history of some of these names.
Yeah, definitely is. Well, Tracy, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Tracy Reinhardt joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. Always neat to learn.